Hey, Ray.
He's starting.
No, I know. I'm just waiting for Chris.
Okay.
There he is. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Hey, good. Chris.
Buck, good to see you again.
You too.
Let's go in.
Every person in this room has lost someone. A mother, brother, wife, friend. Ask yourselves this question. Did all of these people have anything in common? Yes, two things. Either they had decided to follow Christ, or they were too young to have made that decision in their lives already. So I've got good news for you tonight. We lost our loved ones because of the rapture. The Bible told us it was coming. But anyone who believed in Jesus Christ is in heaven right now with God. What's left for us is a second chance. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that the road ahead is going to be an easy one, folks. How many have heard of the tribulation? The Bible predicts that there will be a treaty between Israel and the rest of the world. That treaty will be brokered by a great leader. The signing of that treaty will mark the beginning of a 7-year period of darkness. That's what we're talking about when we refer to the tribulation.
So what's going to happen?
What's going to happen? The world will experience judgments, terrible judgments, devastating wars, famines, plagues, and those judgments are represented in prophecy by these guys. How many have heard of the four horsemen of the apocalypse? And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Revelation 6:2. Now, who is this first horseman? I believe he represents the Antichrist, and his purpose is made clear by the two words, to conquer.
Is he going to kill us all?
No. Other passages make it clear that he will triumph not through force, but through diplomacy, through peace, through a false peace that promises world unity. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
That's what Nikolai Carpathia is trying to do. But Nikolai can't be the devil. All he talks about is peace and harmony. Does he strike you as a liar?
How does he strike you?
As a savior.
As a savior. There is only one person that can save you from your sins. One Messiah. That's Jesus Christ.
I'm out of here.
These are dangerous times, and we're all afraid. But this book also gives us a second chance.
Chris! Come on, man, wait! Chris!
Can't sit there and listen to that garbage.
What?
Save us from sin, Nikolai's the Antichrist? Come on! I mean, what is it with you people? You think everyone's bad? Well, I have something to tell you. There are lots of good people in the world, including me.
According to whose standards? Yours or God's?
What?
You just said you were a good person. I mean, do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not perfect, but I've never killed anybody.
Okay, well, have you ever lied?
Yeah, well, who hasn't?
So what does that make you?
Human.
Come on, Chris, be honest. If you've murdered somebody, that makes you a murderer. So if you've lied, what does that make you?
Okay. A liar.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
Even if it's something small?
Well, yeah, once.
So what does that make you?
A thief.
You know, the one that really got me was, Jesus said, whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You ever done that?
Yeah. Guilty.
So, Chris, by your own admission, you're a lying thief and an adulterer at heart. And that's only 3 of the 10 commandments. So if God judges you by those standards, do you honestly think you're going to be innocent or guilty?